How was your travel? I know we talked about that last week. Did everything okay?
Everything was good. We got good. To New York, and it was the most torrential downpour I can recall in living memory.
Yeah.
So we got...
And it's super chill flying these days. Like, you definitely don't have any recent news events in the back of your head anytime you hit turbulence.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Sure,
I'm an investor in Boeing, so they're all good in my eyes. No, I'm not. I'm absolutely not an investor in Boeing. So yeah, I mean, we got there. I mean, just to say, like, if anybody has gone through LaGuardia Terminal B in recent years, like, as somebody who used to go through the old Terminal B, and it was the worst airport terminal I've ever seen in my life, and I've been to a lot of airports, it is actually a joy to fly through LaGuardia now, because it's just a beautiful, functional terminal.
Yeah.
And I very rarely say that about anything to do with New York infrastructure. So good job. And yeah, so we got there. It was absolutely pouring. We got drenched, even though we had pretty good umbrellas. We didn't do much that first day. We just kind of walked around, went to get some good food. Went to the wedding. It was lovely. Congratulations, Andrew and Emily. And got extremely drunk, more drunk than I've been in many, many years, which is difficult now as I'm approaching 40 years old. And it's humbling to remember that the body is just not meant to do that. It's just not meant to get alcohol poisoning. And you're going to regret it. So I spent the next day regretting it.
Yeah.
Which is good. And then I had to come home and parent while I was just like shaking off the dregs of a hangover.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was fun and worth it. So I'm glad I went. And it was weird flying without kids, because when you get used to flying only with kids, you realize how much your nervous system is on edge the entire time for every possibility, right?
Right.
And realizing that I could close my eyes and just like drift off to sleep during a flight was really comforting. So yeah, I didn't have a terrible flight.
You slept on like an hour long flight?
I did. I love that idea. What I end up doing is putting on like a playlist of music that I know, and it's not challenging.
Yeah.
And then I just drift off to sleep, and I sort of wake and sleep and wake and sleep. And it's really just it's a very kind of comforting feeling, that lulling of the plane. And you're just kind of in and out of consciousness, listening to music, like snippets of your favorite songs. I really like it. It's a very fulfilling, you're not the right word. It's a very kind of cathartic experience.
Yeah.
So
I'm jealous. I wish I could sleep better on planes. It's a skill I don't have.
Even on longer flights?
The most I've ever slept on a flight was going to MWC a few weeks ago, and it was still like probably, I think, total like 3 hours, 3.5 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, that's hard. It's hard on longer flights.
Yeah.
You never really feel rested.
No, that was rough when we got to the hotel and they were like, yeah, no, it's like we said, check-in is 2 and it's 10:30, and I'm like, okay, I'll wander around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Find a coffee shop you can curl up in a corner and look like you
more
are
or
supposed
less,
to be there.
Yeah, we're wearing a like baggy sweatshirt, just like probably looking like the most American tourist just wandering around. And then, shout out to Jaime, who when I got back at noon was there and was able to help me get into my room at noon. So that was great.
That guy can convince anybody
he really
to do anything.
He really can.